First, the president and some members of Congress are talking about another stage of economic stimulus and emergency recovery spending in the midst of the novel coronavirus pandemic. In the meantime, spending from the $2 trillion package passed last week is just starting to swing into motion. Yesterday, we heard from U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, a Democrat, about that bill last week. Today, Republican Representative Brian Stile joins us. He represents Wisconsin's 1st District, which includes Janesville, Kenosha, and Racine. Representative Stile, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, you were quoted as calling the bill far from perfect. You voted in favor of it. What are some of the things that you think it got right?
It definitely got right the fact that we need to make sure that workers who are out of work through no fault of their own due to the coronavirus have the funds to be able to pay their rent, pay their mortgage, and cover their grocery bill. We also got right the fact that we need to make sure we're getting resources to our healthcare system, to our nurses and doctors who are on the front lines protecting us and fighting this virus.
Was there a sense that you were racing against the clock here to get something done, even if it wasn't, as you said, far from perfect?
Yeah, you can't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. And that was really the tipping point on this vote. You needed to make sure that individuals who are in dire straits because they've maybe lost their job or their business got shut down, that they're able to cover their bills. We needed to also obviously make sure that we're driving funding into our healthcare system to make sure that nurses and doctors are able to be there to protect us. And we had to act quickly. This is a fast evolving situation that we're watching play out not only here locally in Wisconsin, but across our country and across the globe.
Yesterday, Senator Baldwin talked about there being not enough when it comes to support or relief for agriculture in Wisconsin. Is that something you would have liked to have seen more of as well?
This was the third coronavirus bill that was passed by Congress and signed into law by the president. This is probably the third inning of a 9-inning game, as has been said. We're going to need to continue to look at the facts on the ground and analyze on a fact-based way what needs to be done going forward to make sure that people are protected and that we're defeating this virus, something that I would definitely consider going forward. That said, there was funding in this bill at some level for agriculture. Was it sufficient? We'll make analysis of that going forward.
Were there things in the stimulus package that you wish had not been in there when it came to a final vote?
You know, there was a couple pet projects that really upset me. I spoke on the House floor on Friday. I drove from Janesville in my Chevy Traverse out to Washington, D.C. last Friday and spoke on the House floor. In particular, there's a theater in Washington, D.C. called the Kennedy Center. They got a special line item for $25 million. They got put to the front of the line because they were well connected. I think that's appalling. And then after the fact, the Kennedy Center went and laid off their employees even after they got the $25 million. They shouldn't have been able to cut to the front of the line. There was a handful of pet projects that got snuck into the bill that I found frustrating and appalling while people here in Wisconsin are struggling to pay the bills and where our nurses and doctors on the front lines don't have the protective equipment that they need. So I'm working to rescind that money. But that said, the overall of the bill was positive because it's helping people here back home cope through challenging times. And we're also making sure that we're ramping up our medical care and making sure we're getting the equipment needed to the men and women on the front lines.
There were some concerns, I know, in the Senate before this came to a vote from some Republican senators that at least in some states, the unemployment compensation part of this might have been too generous. It might have incentivized people who could have gone to work to not go to work. Was that a concern you had coming into this vote?
You know, we're going to see how these regulations come out, but I think it's incredibly important to make sure that we're protecting people who are laid off, upping the unemployment and making sure that individuals who are out of work through no fault of their own, where the government has come in and told businesses that functionally they have to cease operations. This is very unique times. And we need to make sure that individuals who are falling on hard times through no fault of their own are protected, inappropriate for the government, the federal government, to come in and to plus up the unemployment insurance for these individuals.
Talking to Representative Brian Steil, Republican from Wisconsin's 1st District, looking at economic recovery and stimulus spending coming out of Congress and the White House. Representative Steil, before we look to the future for a couple minutes, I just want to get your personal take. You had this, you know, the House was out, tried to get this unanimous consent thing. One representative blocked it. They needed a quorum. What was it like to rush over there and be part of the bare minimum skeleton crew to get quorum here?
Yeah, you know, we can get a lot done via technology on our phones and everything else. And so for the days leading up to Friday's vote, I've been in constant contact with my colleagues, and it slowly became more and more apparent that this one individual was going to force a quorum call, meaning we needed to have, you know, 50% of the members all in the chamber physically at the same time under the House rules. And he was going to force that. And so fair enough. I'm a young, healthy guy. And so I got that news by Thursday afternoon that this was going to happen for sure. And so, you know, I jumped in my car in Janesville, Wisconsin, and loaded up with some peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and drove nonstop other than filling up for gas to Washington, and walked into the House chamber Friday morning. We couldn't allow this individual to delay the bill more than it had already been delayed. And so we had to get to work right away. And so I did my small part. People are putting themselves far more at risk than when I did. I just had a long drive and a lot of time on my telephone on the way out and on the way back.
Now, as you mentioned, this was phase three. President Trump mentioned, hey, maybe in phase four, let's include a big infrastructure package. He's talking about another couple trillion devoted to infrastructure spending. Do you have thoughts on that idea at this point?
There's going to be a lot of ideas floated around about what is next. I think what is critically important is that we're making an analysis on a fact-driven basis. We need to make a determination as what is actually required to get our economy up and running when we get back up on our feet and we start to tackle this virus. We got to be careful that we don't use this medical situation that we're in, this health crisis, as a backstop for kind of frivolous spending. We saw a little bit of that in the CARES Act, and I've been speaking out against that. I do have concerns that we're going to see certain individuals try to utilize this health crisis as a means of getting their pet projects done. We need to be very thoughtful, and we need to be fact-driven in our spending so that we're, in particular, making sure that individuals who've lost their jobs are protected and we're getting these individuals back to work as we're getting up on our feet in the future. And we need to make sure we're driving funds to be able to actually tackle the virus, medical research, protective equipment, getting that to the frontline workers, our nurses and our doctors. But we do have to be careful to not have frivolous spending. As you're well aware, we're $23 trillion in debt. We just spent $2 trillion, and we're going to be in a difficult financial situation as a country. We need to be thoughtful with our spending. We can't go out and spend frivolously going forward.
You mentioned that emergency equipment. I know Governor Evers and some other governors around the country are saying, hey, we're not getting a lot of the equipment we're asking for from the federal government. Other states seem to be doing better. Senator Baldwin and I think most of the congressional delegation from Wisconsin was concerned about that. What are you seeing?
Yeah, I was on the phone with officials from FEMA this morning. I joined Senator Baldwin, Senator Johnson, the entire Wisconsin congressional delegation in writing a letter to FEMA and writing a letter to the administration, making sure that Wisconsin is receiving its fair share of the national stockpile. We're obviously, though, in a situation where these protective equipment is limited. And we're also relying to make sure that the private sector is stepping up in maximizing production. I've been working with businesses across Southeast Wisconsin and across our state to make sure that they're getting expedited review so that they have certifications that they can begin production and get some of this equipment in the hands of our nurses and doctors as absolutely quickly as possible.
In our last minute or so, Representative Steil, what are you watching for next? What is the next move you're hoping to see?
Well, one is we're going to see how well we do. And what I mean by that is we're going to see what happens to the total number of cases in Wisconsin and across the nation. The better we do by following the directives of our health experts, the sooner we're going to be able to get out of the situation that we're in. What we're kind of doing now is buying time to get more tools in the toolbox to tackle this virus. I don't think anybody's been satisfied with the level of testing that we have here in the state of Wisconsin. We've seen improvements, but we're not to where we need to be. I'm very focused in making sure that we improve our testing capability so that we know the numerator and the denominator of this problem so we can begin to tackle it. We're going to have to continue to drive resources to address this problem, and we need to be fact-driven in our analysis to ultimately prevail over this virus, which we will.
Representative Stile, thanks again for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on.
That's U.S. Representative Brian Stile, Republican representing Wisconsin's 1st Congressional District. That includes Janesville, Kenosha, and Racine. We talked to him today for a Republican perspective on the federal government's $2 trillion coronavirus stimulus package that was passed last week. We heard from Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin yesterday on the show. You can find that on our website, WPR.org. Look for the Central Time Archives and follow breaking news on the coronavirus and all the effects it's having on Wisconsin and the nation. You can do that at WPR.org/news and raise your own questions at the Why Wisconsin page at WPR.org.